Before I get started on the Physiology Today newsletters, I'd like to share with y'all some of the other things that the Cotton Council does kind of on the educational front. You know, the National Cotton Council is a lobbying organization. Your dues are voluntary. Going to the council, your checkoff fees go to the Cotton Board. The Cotton Board contracts Cotton Incorporated to do research and promotion. But certainly your dues to the Cotton Council are voluntary. And we do, you know, the major force, our major effort is lobbying, but we do have educational component. And the Beltwide here is one of those. I encourage y'all to go to the Beltwide website. We try to keep this website up to date year-round. In the next week, 2 weeks, we're going to have a program format, kind of an overview of what we're going to look like in 2014 down in New Orleans. It's going to change. This will kind of help give you an idea of what we're going to do. So I encourage you to go to the Beltwide website to look at that. Another website that we're working on, we call Advancing Cotton Education, or the ACE program. On this, it kind of serves as kind of the framework that a lot of our educational tools live. In that, we have the Physiology Today newsletters are a component of that. Our Cotton Foundation reference series books. You know, that started back many years ago. Charles, I can't remember, you know, Cotton Physiology, the book number one. BASF did that. Was that in the early 70s? You know, I think it was in the early 70s, like maybe 75 or 76. But anyway, they've been around a while. We've got a couple of new books there. But a number of things are on our Advancing Cotton Education website. You know, I just mentioned the Cotton Foundation reference series books. We're working on getting all the cotton physiologies. We've scanned that. It's available online. Two of our newest books are available online. The last two books have been from the efforts of the Agronomy and Physiology Conference. Book number 7 was Stress Physiology in Cotton. That's available electronically on our website. The one that's going to be unveiled this afternoon, the first time printed versions of the book is going to be released, where the flowering and fruiting in cotton is going to be done in the Agronomy and Physiology Conference right after lunch. And again, these are available online. We're in the process of taking all the older reference books and making those available online. So you can go to those, you can read them online, or you can download those to your computer. Another tool that we have on the ACE webpage is an effort that was sponsored by Bayer Crop Science. They brought experts in from all across the belt, and really this is two different efforts. We looked at the importance of the first 40 days. What do we need to do during the first 40 days to get our crop off to a good start? And what we want what do you want the cotton to look like at 40 days? And then we followed that worked really good. Then we come in and decided, okay, we need to do the second part of the season, so fruiting to finish. And so this is a combined publication of the first 40 days and fruiting to finish. And they basically just go through best management practices through the season. This is in some forms it's fairly general. It has to be fairly general to go all across the belt. But there's some really good information, and you can take and build onto this for your particular situation to show where we are. Because using best management practices now, and as we look there's all kinds of pressures to looking at sustainability from some of the clothing manufacturers, the retail. Some of these are going to be becoming much more important when we look at trying to establish what our footprint in cotton is. You know, when talked about this effort, experts across the country, is just a listing of the key players in the particular disciplines that were involved. But certainly, we have university extension, university researchers, crop consultants were all a part of this process. So there's many, many more people than listed here. But these are the people that kind of led the efforts for those different groups and to develop best management practices. Now then, what we come to talk about, or what you come to hear about today, are the Physiology Today newsletters. We've gone through, and when we started on these, this space was such a premium, being able to transfer things over, you know, online. When you put the phone receiver in the modem, you just couldn't transfer very big files. Most people have high speed internet access. So we've gone through and created high resolution images of all the newsletters. So if you haven't been on there a while, I encourage you to go look, because we have really high quality resolution. So if you want to take those and print those off, if you have a color printer, you can print those off and build your own notebook that's going to be just as good as the original notebooks that we started with. And to help, when I go in and look at those, I like to look at those by subject. I don't want to go and, try to think, I want to look at the volume in 1976, volume 5. I want to go through and with a particular subject in mind. So we've gone through and developed kind of an index to some degree. A lot of these newsletters are referenced in more than one place. But if you're looking for something in growth and development or fertility, this kind of gives you an idea on which newsletters to look at. And whether you're a producer or whether you're a student, whether you're a grad student, I think everybody has something to take home with these newsletters. And this is just one listing of them, and here's the remaining listing of the newsletters that are out. If we go back and look at the history of the Physiology Today newsletters, Cater Hake and Dave Guthrie were the leaders in this. Cater started in 1983 with the first Physiology Today newsletter and carried that through 93. I know Cater's here at this meeting. I've seen Dave Guthrie here. But when I think of the Physiology Today newsletters, Charles, that's who I think of on those, and certainly those were good. I joined the council in December of 2006. In 2007, we put together a couple of Physiology Today newsletters. But we're as the Beltwide changes formats, we're looking at different ways to get information out. This is something that's going to be moved up as a higher priority list on certainly some of the things that I do at the council, we certainly expect that y'all will be receiving some or seeing some new newsletters this year. If you look at kind of the last round of newsletters that we've done, and these are we put together two in 2007, kind of a short format, with the idea that this is something that we can email or maybe even send on bits and pieces of this on smartphones, maybe would incorporate into some blogs. But certainly we're going to look at trying to incorporate some of this basic information and put into some of the social media tools that are available out there to you. Because a lot of people now like to receive their information that way, and if they get something over their smartphone and it's something that's interest to them, they can hit that link and go to it. And if it's not, then they don't have to get bogged down in all the information. So we're wanting to try to get something in our educational program that evolves over time. And Ryan will certainly tell you kind of what Cotton Incorporated is doing kind of along that same line of thought with them. Certainly, this is a four-page format, lend itself well to what we're looking at trying to do. But again, with the style, the delivery method, I think we can have that evolve in to the information you want, and then be in the information in a way that you're accustomed to receiving that information now. Because, I don't get very many things through my mailman doesn't deliver many things to me other than bills and magazines. But a lot of the things like the newsletters, I don't expect to get those through the mail. I like to get those online and direct through even social media type programs. So we're looking at doing that. Now then, on the ACE website, there's places on there where you can click to subscribe to the Physiology Today newsletters. People are constantly subscribing to that. When you hit that and ask to be put on the list, I maintain an email distribution list, and I update that regularly. So our first newsletters will go out to those on that distribution list. So I encourage you to go on the site and subscribe to the newsletter if you'd like. The address here, I've had it up a while. I've seen some people taking pictures of that. But certainly this is the URL to go on to see the newsletters. So with that, that really concludes my presentation that I have lined up for you today. Are there any questions out from the audience? We have a little bit of time left for Ryan's presentation. Does anybody have a question concerning this? Well, if not, I appreciate your attention. And if you need this information, we'll catch up with you. I'll be here the whole session. Catch up with me, and I'll give you this, or give you my email address where you can contact me for more information. Or if you'd like, I'll just go ahead and give you my email address now. It's brobertson@cotton.org, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N@cotton.org. All right, I appreciate your attention.